Every April, a sadness falls over Kinyaya, a community of genocide survivors, home to Cecile Umurerwa.
Each time in April, I feel very anxious and sick because I remember the genocide. It's like a film in front of me because I can remember very well. There was nowhere to hide. We were sitting when the first group of killers came. They told us to pray that the next group would come within 15 minutes. We prayed. After we prayed, the Interahamwe took us to Kabiza, where they had dug many holes.
The Interahamwe, Hutu killers, forced Cecile and her children to the ground. They began shooting but soon ran out of bullets. Cecile and her younger sister were the only ones left alive. The killers made a promise to return.
They said, "Those we have killed will serve as a mattress for our dead president. You will be the blanket." Instead of me staying alone, I thought, let them kill me. I have no reason to stay alive.
But before the Interahamwe could come back, soldiers from the Rwandan Patriotic Front found Cecile and her sister and brought them to an IDP camp. Today, Cecile cares for five young people orphaned by the genocide in a home built for her by the government. 2 hours south of Cecile's home in Kigali is the Murambi Genocide Memorial, another stark reminder of lives cut short. 45,000 Tutsis were killed over 3 days there at the Murambi Technical Institute. Today, thousands of bodies have been exhumed and now lie, covered in lime, on desks in old classrooms. Eric Gatabari, a guide at Murambi, lost his own family during the genocide.
Said to live on the run.
Now he takes groups of school children through the site.
Because some run-ins, even the other peoples, sometimes they are denied this genocide of Rwandan and Tutsis. So that's why we have just decided to preserve it, in order to educate the new generations, the consequence of the bad ideology and the consequence of divisionism.
Gatabari says the memorial raises awareness in young Rwandans and ultimately serves to promote unity and reconciliation. Rupa Goganeni for VOA News, Kigali.